Yeah. Go ahead and get started.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna call this meeting to order at 9:22. I'll do, actually, well, the agenda for our emergency meeting is number one, declaration that emergency situation exists warranting an emergency meeting of the board of directors. Two, consideration of a resolution granting emergency powers to the CEO. I'd like to call to order and do a roll call. David Franklin, I am here. Steve Frary.
I am present.
Kelly Wiley is not here. She is a part of the crisis team at the Santa Clara County office event. Number two.
Do you want me to provide that, David?
Sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you again, board members. We know that this is a very important emergency meeting as we're dealing with, you know, a worldwide situation. As I shared on the other board meetings this morning, if you look back to December of 2019, we know that, you know, the genesis of the coronavirus, now the COVID-19, it was identified. Again, this is information that's somewhat dated. We know that, you know, if you look at information literally, you know, by the minute on television, I think we're close to like 7,000 different cases. What's important and close to home in the state of California is Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency. Our board meeting is the timing is just perfect. We feel real good. Later today, we're gonna get some information from the CDE, which provided some guidance on the next steps. We'll go down here. Now, this should be for the record. This is item three, recommendation 3.1, and then 3.2.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Our recommendations, item 3.1, authorize the CEO and/or his designee to take any and all action necessary to ensure the continuation of public education and the health and safety of the students and staff at the school sites, including, but not limited to, the relocation of students and staff, provision of alternative educational program options, provision of leave of absence to employees with pay due to quarantine or recent returning from Level 3 countries or sick from COVID-19 or illnesses with similar symptoms, cough, fever, shortness of breath, or cohabitants of any individuals without any impact to their benefit time, directing staff to serve as disaster service workers and/or make alterations. 3.2, adopt a resolution attached hereto declaring emergency conditions exist throughout the schools and offices as a result of the threat of COVID-19 virus. Can I get a motion to approve our recommendation?
Moved, Dan.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and second it. Kurt?
Yeah. Thank you again, board members. If we look at item 3.1, we know that our mission and our organization is to keep our schools open. At the same time, we have to look at the health and safety of our students and our staff. Again, very commendable for everyone within the organization, from support at our administrative sites to our leadership team, and just making sure that we've got good internal controls in place. In San Marcos, our team is working remotely, and this week, and I'm sure that'll continue. Same thing in the other offices in Southern California. We feel good about this, but we wanna make sure that we're again, crossing our T's, dotting our I's. We've had an extensive amount of discussion about our special education students and making sure that we're honoring their free and public education, making sure that we address equity, and also making sure that we're doing everything possible to do everything virtually. This kind of falls right into our wheelhouse. We know that, you know, a good homeschool program is up and running with CalPAC up in Sonoma. We also know that the virtual program through CalPAC really is the perfect fit. That's some background there on item 3.1. The conversations continue. They've been very robust at times, but at the end of the day, we're doing the right thing. Looking at going down to item. Then also for the record, myself as CEO, if I was unable to make a decision, I would go ahead and choose Cory Amador as our designee, our director of HR. Then if she was unable, I would go to either Gretchen Chamberlain or Milana Miller or other cabinet members. Sliding down to item 3.2, the resolution has been vetted by legal, provided by legal. We know that, again, there's gonna be possibly a point where we need to close or make any further adjustments. We will definitely be very mindful, weighing out the pros and cons based, again, off of facts, and keep our board apprised 24/7 of our next steps.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Steve, any questions?
No, just I appreciate all the hard work everyone's doing, and I mentioned earlier, we've always been in really good position, whatever we've done, and so when things, catastrophes happen or whatever, we're in better position, so thanks for all the work behind the scenes and the many, many hours people are doing, and stay well, healthy, and extra care.
Thanks, Steve. Echo the same thing. You know, thank you for all the hard work behind the scenes in ensuring that our students and staff are healthy and safe. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll call for the vote. I vote aye. Steve?
I vote aye.
And Kelly is not present. So that passes. And can I get a motion for adjournment?
So moved, Steve.
And I'll go ahead and second it. Call for the vote. I vote aye. Steve?
Aye.
And Kelly? Not present. We are adjourned at 9:28. Thank you so much, everyone.
All right,
thanks, guys. Keep those up there, Dave. Take care,
all right, thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.